Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we continue looking at the Christian and his influence in the local church. The Christian must be cooperative and willing to bear his individual responsibilities. Ephesians 4 and verse 16 says, "From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." Ephesians 4 verse 16. The Christian who shifts and shirks and evades and avoids will not be much of a power in a local church. The man who goes fishing with his friends and will not bear his share of the responsibilities entailed will soon cease to be admired. The Christian must realize that he is a fellow citizen, Ephesians 2, verse 19, a fellow helper, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 23, a fellow laborer, 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 2, a fellow servant, Colossians 1 and verse 7, a fellow worker, Colossians 4 and verse 11, and a fellow soldier, Philippians 2 and verse 25. As such, in these capacities, the Christian must be aware of his mutual responsibilities with his brethren. Let's consider 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9. "For we are all God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. Let us all be God's fellow workers and be aware and be ready and willing to work and to bear one another's and to bear our individual responsibilities in the local congregation."